Lesson number 4. Back to 1 Kings 13. Lesson number 4. How are we going to respond in a crisis? These are the keys, my friend. Verse 7. 1 Kings 13, verse 7. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. Come home with me. It's the call to compromise. Come home with me and refresh thyself. But here's the interesting thing. In this story, we find the call to compromise coming from two places. Now, first the call comes, I liken the king to the world. It's the call of the world. Come home and refresh thyself, and what? I will reward thee. Now, don't misunderstand me. The world is always there. The enemy can always use the world to worm his way in after us. Yes, it's a temptation, but I'm not going to settle on that one, because the young prophet didn't settle on it either, did he? He handled it very aptly and very nicely. He did the right thing. He said, no, I can't do that. I have explicit instructions. I'm to go home. In fact, I'm to go home by another way. The Lord told me, don't stop, don't eat, don't drink, go home. And so he obeyed. And now the call to compromise gets more complex, because along came an old man with these words, I am a prophet also. An angel spoke to me. Can it be that there is a call to compromise in the church? Is it possible? We talked about this the other evening. The very last deception, you know, Selected Messages, Volume 1, page 48. The very last deception will be what? To make of none effect the testimonies of the Spirit of God. We're told in that same passage that the enemy would work in an ingenious way. And I maintain that there is no more ingenious way to make the testimonies of none effect than through those that apparently embrace them. This would be the ingenious deception upon Adventists, to have the red books, to hold them close to my breast. But when the dust settles, they're of none effect. And we have a million ways to get around them. We've figured out how to make it mean the opposite of what it says sometimes. I don't need to go through the list. This is the voice of the old prophet. I am a prophet too. Listen to this. Desire of Ages 668. As Christ lived the law in humanity, so we may do if we will take hold of the strong, capital S, for strength. But we are not to place the responsibility of our duty upon others and wait for them to tell us what to do. We cannot depend for counsel upon humanity. The Lord will teach us our duty just as willingly as He will teach somebody else. How do you like that? And friends, I get concerned when I see an article in one of our papers that says, Ellen White and such, what did she really say? Why do I have to have, pardon me, it's fine to have a PhD, but why do I have to have a PhD to explain to another human being what God tried to tell me through a prophet? I recently saw some books. How to Read and Understand the Writings of the Spirit of Prophecy. I remember when I was in college, I started pastoring a little church, a little country church, and one Sabbath morning we did question and answers, and I did something that I hadn't done before. I had people turn in questions, and then I asked the audience to answer them and offer to answer them from Scripture. And there was a lady who wrote a simple question, how do you understand the Bible? And I read the question into the microphone, and a little 9-year-old girl was on the front row, sitting right about there, and her hand immediately popped up. And I was thinking to myself, how can this 9-year-old girl have an answer to this question? I was standing there pondering the question myself, and she was ready to answer it. And someone handed her the microphone, and she said, I'll never forget it. Her answer was two words, read it. Why do we need to read an article to figure out what Mrs. White said? Read what she said. The Lord chose this instrument to deliver a precious message to us today. You can understand it. Now, you've got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand it. Yes. Pray before you open those pages. But the Lord can tell your duty just as well as He can tell someone else what your duty is. I am a prophet too. The problem is found in Jeremiah 17. You know the words. It's all about leaning on the arm of flesh, isn't it? Cursed be the man that leaneth on the arm of flesh. And by the way, if you read Prophets and Kings, the account there of this story, it's very interesting. We get a little insight that's not captured right here in these verses. Mrs. White says that they went back and forth for quite some time, the young prophet and the old prophet. And he was ready to go home, but the old man was, hey, I'm a prophet too. An angel visited me. Did an angel visit you? Have you ever heard words like this when you wanted to take a stand on an important issue? Listen, I've been around for a long time. I've seen people who went the way you're going. You heard this? Listen, I've been in this for years. Now, please understand, I'm not trying to discount the place to seek counsel. But sometimes it's the wrong message. Sometimes it's the call to compromise. All right.